Rose and the Doctor both looked down in surprise and found that Jim was standing there.
"Don't you think it looks like the Black Shadow? You know, the old sailor's curse. Get the Black Shadow put on you and you're marked for death."
Rose was staring wide-eyed at the Doctor.
"Like the paper that man had."
"What man?"
Jim asked. But at that moment, the doorbell went.
"I'll get it,"
he called, and raced off.
"He's all excitement and enthusiasm, that kid," the Doctor said. He shook his head in admiration.
"The Black Shadow."
He cleared his throat.
"I suppose it looks a bit like it.
From memory, the Black Shadow looks like this." He stuffed his hands into his pockets. "Right, paper. Must have some paper somewhere. Drell McCafferty's business card and... what's this?"
Along with the card, he had pulled a folded slip of paper from his pocket.
Rose barely heard the sound of the front door opening from out in the hallway. She was watching the Doctor unfold the paper. Then she heard Jim's scream. She saw the dark shape that had already been drawn on the paper the Doctor was staring at.
"Yeah," he was saying slowly, "the Black Shadow looks exactly like that."
And an enormous shaggy figure, black as a moonless night, filled the doorway beside them.
"Look, I'm really sorry about this," a gruff voice said.
The Doctor was holding up the paper as if to compare the shape on it with the shape in the doorway. As a huge paw, tipped with long, sharp claws, slashed down towards him. At the last possible moment, the Doctor stepped aside and the massive paw slashed down on an empty space. Then he ran until he got to the dimly lit treasure room. Slowly and quietly, he backed inside. Straight into the pile of treasure, a stack of silver goblets toppled over and crashed noisily down, dragging other artifacts in an avalanche to the floor. "Cripes!" the Doctor said out loud, watching the cascade. "Airtight seal my elbow!" Then he frowned. "That's interesting." His eyes followed the path of a brooch as it skittered to a halt. Someone else was watching too, he realised. Through the glass panel. The monster was standing with its paws on its hips, staring right back at him.
"How not to attract attention, lesson one," the Doctor muttered.
He waved. The monster waved back.